Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Tuesday night, March 8th. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. And my goodness, I heard people from all over, from Canada and New Zealand and Nevada and Idaho and California and Colorado and Virginia and Illinois and Arizona and Florida and Hawaii and Michigan and Wyoming and Maryland and Connecticut and New Jersey. We got lots and lots of people on the line all over the place. Glad you're listening in. Tonight we're going to be doing a new training called the Two Big Questions You Can Expect from Every Prospect. If you're a successful business builder in this company, you're talking to prospects and talking to prospects on a regular basis, and I'm going to fill you in on what they're thinking. But before we do that, I want to make a couple of announcements and then give away a free convention ticket, hopefully. So this week is Colorado Week. It's going to be our first regional event ever in Colorado. That's coming up this Saturday. Amy Venter flying out, first time ever in Colorado, which will be exciting. Five-star crown, David Scoltetti flying in. And we've got John and Mary Lynn Altshuler crowns as well. And I will be there, of course. So Saturday, all-day event. And we also have a Friday night leadership dinner for directors and above. And it's in South Denver. So take a look, go on Eventbrite, check your event schedule, check your email blast. The email address is phpdenverregionalevent.eventbrite.com. Check it out, get your tickets, only $45, $65 at the door. So do it here tonight, and we'll see you this weekend. David Scoltetti also going to be doing a couple of super healthy happy hours, one tomorrow night, one Thursday. I think I'm going to try to join him tomorrow night. It's in Boulder, Colorado, pretty close to me. And I'm going to try to get over there on tomorrow night's Healthy Happy Hour. So lots happening in Colorado this week. So check your Facebook page. Reach out. Say hello. You know, check your back office. Sort by the state of Colorado. And send make a phone call. That's the best. Or send a text. You know, send an email. Let them know that we're going to be in town. We're going to help to get people trained and get them energized. And especially those that are already directors and executives, we definitely want to see you because this is your last month to qualify for Diamond Club in April. So we've got April 8th through the 10th, Long Beach Diamond Club. Going to be a ton of fun and lots of great learning that happens as well. Going to get to spend some time with David Sandoval, Amy Venter. I'll be there. Lots of crowns will be there. There's going to be a tour of the manufacturing facility. Special excursions, great food, free lodging at a beautiful place called the Maya Resort, Doubletree. So those diamond trips are lots of fun. You get to meet lots of people, cross-line, people that become your friends, people that you'll see at convention. Speaking of convention, we're open for sale for convention tickets, and prices go up at the end of the month. We've got hundreds and hundreds of people that already have signed up, so make your commitment, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, I saw people that are from Hawaii coming to a convention, people from Canada coming from a convention, people from the Northeast coming from a convention, all over the place. So no matter where you are, it's an opportunity. And plus, we've got our $500 Diamond Achievement Bonus this month set to expire at the end of the month. So that'll pay for your Diamond Club airfare and really set you on your way for success. So, you know, this is a big month. It's an exciting month. We're seeing huge, huge growth. You know, we'll probably have double-digit growth this month. You know, most companies, they would be excited about having double-digit growth for the year, and we're seeing double-digit growth for the month. That's the sort of thing that, you know, is why we've been on the Inc. 5000 list in 2013, 2014, and why we'll be on again in 2015. One last thing about the email blast before I give away our convention ticket. It's fun. We've really been trying to scour the internet to find some really great before and after photos and people sharing their success stories. And we've been featuring people. We call it Life at the Next Level. And if you want to make sure that we see your story, use the hashtag TalkPurium, and we will be able to see that. Our social media team will be able to more easily identify your story. And we're also going to be doing something called a brag book. It's going to be a new printed piece that's going to launch at convention, and our best stories we're going to want to put in our brag book. So it's really going to help your business. So the better you look, the more athletic you are, the more interesting your story, the more weight you've lost, all those kinds of things are going to be things that are going to be helpful to potentially get you in the brag book and further advance your business. And that's what it's all about. It's about taking one step and making a decision taking another step, making a decision, and just taking the actions necessary to be successful. And one of the actions that we've set out for people to be successful, we put a promotion in place for. It's our free convention ticket giveaway. And to earn a right to get a free convention ticket, you need to have enrolled a PLC member last week. The more PLC members you enroll, the more chances you get in the random drawing. And you also have to have your convention ticket, and you also have to be on this call. And I've got tickets to give away tonight. Tomorrow night, David Sandoval is going to be giving away tickets. And then Thursday night, we have our Million Mom Movement call. Normally, that's with Amy Venner. She's going to be traveling. So I think we have Cindy Kelly and Mary Kay Mullally going to be doing the Million Mom Movement call. But we're giving away 3 tickets this week, and the first one I'm going to give away right now. So we are in Q&A mode, which means that if you hear your name, you can hit *6. And if you hit *6 and we hear from you, then your convention ticket's going to be fully refunded, in effect getting a free convention ticket. And our winner tonight is from New Jersey. She's a director, and her name is Allison Hang. Allison Hang, are you on the line? If you are, hit *6. We'd love to hear from you. Your convention ticket will be free. A couple $100 you could save. Allison Hang, are you listening in? *6, *6. Going once, going twice.
Hey.
Allison, okay, I had a feeling you were there, Allison.
Awesome. I am, but my voice isn't. I love my voice, but it's me. That's so awesome. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Well, I don't want to stress your voice out too much, but if you don't mind, why don't you share a story about your PLC member that you enrolled last week?
Sure. Which one?
How many did you enroll last week?
3 of them. I have platinum packages.
Oh, nice. So I don't know which one was the winner, but why don't you go ahead and share at least one story real quick.
Sure. So let's see. PLC member number 2 was this woman, Christina. She's been following me for some time. She attended my first event and just was watching some of the stuff I was doing on social media and how happy I was with the lifestyle. And she's tried everything in the book. As far as the competition out there, and nothing was giving her results. So she's on day 1, and she's loving it now, and she's feeling great. So she took the leap, and she, she went ahead with it. So I'm supporting
Fantastic.
Her, and, I'm excited for her results to share.
Awesome. Well, Allison, a couple things. Number 1 is congratulations on enrolling not 1, not 2, but 3 PLC members. That's fantastic. I love what you said about she went to my first event. She did a healthy happy hour. She's following me on social media because you're posting on social media. And she finally took the leap, which I don't know if that was a pun necessarily, but that's, of course, the name of our convention. So you kind of pulled everything together for me and made it really simple to talk about all the awesome things that are going on. So thanks for doing what you're doing. Congratulations on the 3 enrollments, and we'll be getting you a refund on your convention ticket. And thanks for, flying in from New Jersey. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Good stuff. I'm going to put this into presentation mode now. Well, good, good, good. It's always exciting to hear from people of all ranks, all locations. You know, here's a woman director, relatively new in the business. From New Jersey, already made a commitment to go to convention, enrolled 3 PLC members, very cool story. So, good, good, good. Well, tonight's training is about 2 questions, and they're the 2 big questions that you can expect from every prospect, whether they voice these questions or not. So, like I said, if you're out there promoting like Allison is or any other of our successful leaders, you're constantly talking to new people, and it's good to know what is their mindset and what they're thinking about so you can help to address that during the process. And I got this tip from somebody, his name's Patrick, and he is the person that I know that has talked to more people about a business opportunity than anybody else I've ever met, probably 5-fold. So he used to own a vending machine franchise. And he had a staff of people who placed ads in all kinds of newspapers and magazines saying, make money owning a vending machine franchise. And people would call in, and they had, the initial screener who would ask some questions and learn a little bit about the person. And then they would pass them over to Patrick. Patrick was the owner of the business. He ran all these kind of vending machine, you know, I guess you call it routes. And his vending machine franchise cost anywhere from, you know, I don't know, $3,000 to maybe $12,000-$15,000. So it's a serious business opportunity, more expensive than network marketing, but, you know, less expensive than lots of franchises. And he would talk to 10, 12, 15 people a day, and he did that for 30-plus years. He was also a fantastic network marketer and a very successful network marketer and was a master at listening to people and with such ease getting people to feel comfortable and to make a decision. And so I finally asked him, I said, listen, Patrick, you've talked to, you know, tens of thousands of people who are considering a business opportunity. You know, how do you get somebody to say yes? And I asked the question really that directly. How do you get somebody to say yes? And he said, I'm glad you asked that question because nobody ever asked me that question. And it's in some ways maybe the most important question to be asked. And he said, you know, there's only two things you need to understand about a prospect and two questions that you need to positively answer, to have them positively answer yes in their own mind. So if you get somebody to positively answer yes to these two questions, then you're going to have a new member and potentially a new promoter. So I said, all right, I'm all ears. What are the two questions? And he said, the first question is, will it work? And the second question is, will it work for me? I said, wait a minute, that's like the same question. He said, it sounds like the same question, but it's not the same question. I said, all right, well, why don't you explain yourself? Tell me what you mean by the question, will it work? So this is what's going on in the person's head. They're asking the question, will it work, meaning will the product work? Will the business work? Is the timing good? Is the ownership sound? Is the market moving toward the company? You know, what are the trends out there? What kind of proof do you have that these products are different? So it's almost like a set of questions that's in somebody's mind that is a skeptical investor. It's that hands-off first set of questions that they have in their mind, and the first set of questions that we tend to answer anyway is trying to show the legitimacy of the company, the legitimacy of the owners, the legitimacy of the product, why we're different, and why this company is a good company and these products are good products. And he said the problem that 99% of promoters, 99% of members, distributors, people who are offering a business opportunity, 99% of people make the mistake of focusing almost all of their effort on that first question of will it work. They show brochures and they talk about how awesome the owners are and how great the ingredients are and how amazing, you know, the sourcing is and the quality control, and they spend all this time really trying to convince somebody that the products and the business will work. And the reality is that we have tools that can help to do a lot of the heavy lifting to answer all those questions. You know, we have a beautiful new Core 3 brochure that talks all about, you know, the storyline of why our protein, fruits, and vegetables are the minimal effort and deliver the maximum results, and it explains it really easily and really well. We have fantastic animated videos about the 10-day transformation, animated videos about the gift card marketing system, animated videos about the Million Mom Movement. We have, you know, videos that will help you. We have a Farm to Family video that shows David Sandoval, shows Amy Venner, shows their commitment, shows our manufacturing facility, shows our employees, talks about the philosophy. There's so many tools that you can offer. We have Prosper Magazine, my goodness. We've got, you know, that shows the legitimacy of our business. There's so many different tools that we have that make it easy to see that this is a business that will work and these are products that will work. And just to emphasize that a little bit more, from a product standpoint, on the will it work side, I think one of the most underutilized parts of our business is the 60-day money-back guarantee. And I did about 40 three-way phone calls 2 weeks ago and almost 20 three-way phone calls last week. So I probably talked to about 60 people, some prospects, some newer people to the business, some established leaders. But, you know, it's really interesting when you talk about the products in a really simple way. And, you know, people ask, you know, what's different about the products or why is Purion's product so unique? And certainly I could go on and on about, you know, David Sandoval's commitment and sourcing and no artificial ingredients and all that kind of stuff. But when all said and done, basically we have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what's the worst that could happen if you tried a transformation? What's the worst that could happen if you tried a Core 3? What's the worst that could happen if you tried an MVP Kids product or an InFocus product or a PowerShake? What's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is you send it back and we pay you back for the product. And basically the entire cost is shipping. You know, it's like, you know, a few bucks. It's not a lot of money. So this is a program where it definitely will work, and we know it'll work. And, you know, when we get the product in people's bodies, it absolutely will work. But I just want to emphasize on the will it work side that we've got some amazing tools to share, and we have our 60-day money-back guarantee on the product side. On the business side, as far as proof of will it work, the thing I lean on pretty heavily is the Inc. 5000 list. You know, that we were on the Inc. 5000 list in 2013. We were on the Inc. 5000 list in 2014. And based on the sales that we just submitted for 2015, there's no question we will be on the Inc. 5000 list again, third year in a row. And we'll probably find out about that in June, I think. They usually tell us like June or July, right before convention. So it should be a fantastic announcement at convention. So 3 years in a row, we're going to be on the Inc. 5000 list. Now, just think about that. I mean, just to get on the top 5,000 once, you're in the top 5,000 privately held companies in the U.S. To do it a second time and then to do it a third time, I would guess on a 2015 list, the number of companies that have been on that list 3 years in a row like we will be, I don't know, maybe it'll be 20, 30, 40, 50. Certainly it'll be less than 100. So we're one of the 100 fastest growing privately held companies in the U.S. and almost nobody's heard about us. So when you talk about validation, when you talk about will it work, when you talk about timing in the market moving toward us, I mean, there's so much information about non-GMOs and so much information about organic and so much. So it's not very hard to convince somebody that will it work. And the ultimate, you know, kind of proof of the will it work that you've got a yes in somebody's mind is that if they were an investor, the question is really, do you believe that Purion a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, will be bigger than it is today? And based on our recent success, I think the answer is clearly yes. So the will it work question is one that you should utilize your tools, utilize your money-back guarantee, utilize your third-party validation with Inc. 5000, say less, and know with great confidence that clearly our business is working and will continue to work. And lots of companies, there are 20,000 network marketing companies out there, lots and lots of companies can't say that. Lots and lots of companies aren't growing. Lots and lots of companies don't have the products, the management, the marketing, the positioning, and all that that we have. So big yes for question number one, will it work? The second question, which sounds similar, is will it work for me? And so once somebody breaks through that first question, as Patrick says, now they need to put themselves in the shoes of owning the business. And so I'm going to use the example of McDonald's as an example of, you know, for many people that they might say, will it work? They might say, yeah, I could probably look at a McDonald's prospectus and see the charts and graphs and see how much the business has grown over the years, and, you know, unfortunately fast food's not going away anytime soon. But when we go to the second question of will it work for me, now as far as putting myself in the shoes of a potential McDonald's franchisee owner, do I have enough money to start the business? Wow, it's really expensive to start a McDonald's business. Do I want to spend 60, 70, 80, 100 hours a week in a fast food restaurant? Am I aligned with the mission of giving out grease and artificial ingredients and fat and salt and sugar and junk to people. So pretty quickly, most people would say, even though the McDonald's business works, the idea of owning a McDonald's franchise for lots of reasons will not work for them. Too hard, too expensive, not in alignment with who they are or what they want to do. So the will it work for me is really about what's it going to cost to get started, what kind of support am I going to have to build the business, how much money can I expect to earn, you know, how does this really work, and let me understand that. And so this is where stories come in. This is where utilizing your upline comes in. It is to help somebody feel comfortable in understanding, will it work for me? So from a product standpoint, when somebody is just really evaluating the product, will it work for me, you know, it's pretty easy. It tends to be, you know, your own personal testimonial can go a long way to explaining, you know, what your experience was and what they can expect and how much it's going to cost and you know, what it's like to be on Perion products. And people are very comfortable making product decisions, and people make product decisions all the time, almost every day. So I think there's not a lot of heavy lifting on the will it work for me, but I do recommend that you learn other people's stories, because not everybody needs to lose weight. But, you know, when you're on the phone with somebody who doesn't need to lose weight and your story is a weight loss story, but they're an athlete, then you need to learn some of our athlete stories. Or if they're an older woman and you're a younger man, then you need to learn some stories from older women. So, you know, trying to learn the stories of other people, reading the emails and email blasts, watching social media, connecting with your upline, going to Perion events, all those things are helpful to broaden your base to help somebody feel convinced and some level of conviction that the products will work for them. But it's the business that's the hardest one. And that's where new people often get so stuck and or scared, is they're afraid when all is said and done and all their great presentation and all their great tools that the person is going to ask them or be thinking, how much money are you making? And that's where, again, utilizing your upline or the Prosper magazine. And that's the thing that's fantastic about our Prosper magazine, is it tells all these amazing stories. Our website does as well. We've got, you know, the success stories on the website, but I think the Prosper magazine is the best at showing all the diversity of people. You know, we have people who are single, we have people who are couples, we have people who are multi-generational. You know, we've got the Agata family, you know, mother and daughter. You know, we've got people who've got lots of kids, people who have no kids, we have younger people, we have older people. We have people from all over in all walks of life that have been successful in Perion, and I think that that's something that really helps you to validate the will it work for me. And so, you know, figuring out ways to make it feel simple, inexpensive, fun, supported, easy, and that's why one of the things that I often do, whether it's on a business opportunity overview call or whether it's on a three-way phone call, is I tell people, you know, lots of people have had great success promoting this gift card marketing system. You get to choose your own code. As David Sandoval likes to say, it's like a personalized marketing license plate. You can text it. You can email it. You can post it on Facebook. We've had people build their entire businesses simply by posting their before photo, going through the 10-day transformation experience, posting their after photo, and their inbox blows up. And that's one of the things that's really powerful about our business, is we're not afraid to tell people what they have to do. So in most other network marketing companies, they don't have a simple method of operation. They don't have gift cards that can be texted or emailed or posted on Facebook. They don't have results that are so apparent after a short period of time. And so, you know, it's way more fun and way sexier to be, you know, promoting a $50 gift card marketing program and a 10-day transformation or a core three business model on social media than it is to hand out brochures to people, which is the way that most businesses work. So we've done everything we can to provide the tools, the products, the method of operation. And so your job is to be a tour guide. Your job is just to share information, to point people to tools, to point people to your upline, and to help answer those questions. Will it work? And will it work for me? And if you're getting stuck, chances are you're getting stuck on that second question. You're getting stuck on the will it work for me question, and you're spending too much time talking about ingredients. You're spending too much time getting into the details of the manufacturing or the details of the compensation plan. You're spending too much time getting into, you know, the will it work piece, and chances are you're not spending enough time talking about the will it work for me piece, giving the stories of people having success, sharing how easy and inexpensive it is and how fun it is to share gift cards and how it's not like selling, it's really like sharing. All those things make somebody feel comfortable that, yeah, I could do it, and if I did it, I would have fun and make some money. So focus on helping people to understand how they can have fun and make some money, and also understand this, that the people who enroll with the focus and purpose of joining just for the products, when they're on day 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whether it's the transformation or the core 3, that's the moment at which they're going to be most open to learning about sharing the gift cards that they have, because they're going to start to feel the products working. They're going to start to feel the fog lifting. They're going to start to feel more optimistic. They're going to start to see the needle on the scale moving. They're going to feel better about themselves, and that's when you want to really focus on the will it work for me, making it seem fun, making it seem easy, and showing them how to share gift cards. And if you can do that and capture people right at that moment, then chances are you're going to convert a lot of customer-oriented people into business-oriented people, and that's what this business is about. It's about lots of people doing a little bit, and finding superstars, you know, through lots of people sharing gift cards, lots of people having healthy happy hours, lots of people posting on social media. So it was awesome to hear from Allison from New Jersey at the top of the call talking about enrolling 3 people in 1 week, because she's just doing the stuff that we're talking about doing. So keep it simple, have some fun, and understand your prospects are thinking or asking 2 questions: will it work, and will it work for me? Use your tools and your 60-day money-back guarantee to make people feel comfortable that it's going to work. And as far as will it work for me, use your stories, use your upline, and make it seem simple to share gift cards, and you're going to have great success. So thanks so much for joining us. Call was recorded. If you like what you heard, it'll be in the back office soon. And join David Sandoval tomorrow night as he does his radio show that he does every Wednesday night, the Purium Lifestyle Call. So thanks for being on the line tonight, and we will catch you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody. Congratulations, Allison.